Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Iconic Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the 15th season of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, shining a positive spotlight on the Mid-State High School football scene. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by Tim Leeper Roofing, Wesley Financial, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, IEI Inspection Experts, Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and Roy's Meat Service. Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network. Now, here are the hosts of the show, Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
You're sampling the best.
Simply the best. Well, part of it.
Well, they talk about me.
There you go, right away. They do this for you. Hey, good Saturday morning. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Football, college football is actually underway. You know, got the NFL here in a couple weeks, big week next week. Of course, week two of high school football, Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service. The first hour of our two-hour Saturday morning extravaganza from Roy's Meat Service. This hour, coming up at 9:15, White House Heritage Coach Scott Murray, his son Xavier Murray, the quarterback there. Our first week, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week. So we'll have them. Bottom of the hour, our prep legend presented by Chuck McDowell, the folks over at Wesley Financial, Joe Campbell, Stratford, MTSU, College Football Hall of Fame nominee. We're gonna get him in. And then Craig Ladd, as usual, will close it looking ahead to next week. And then at, what is it, 10 o'clock, right? We did this show forever at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Forever. And so my mind's got to rewind or do something. But at 10 o'clock, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, the new commissioner of the High Valley Conference, Matt Wilson, is going to be right here. What's going on, man?
Are you knocking a home run with these one-on-one guests you're having?
You tell them come to Roy's, and
we'll
put a Wagyu steak in your pocket, and you can go home.
Or the tomahawk.
Yeah, we can run around the East Nashville. How you doing, man? Good job. Hey, last night, man.
What a game.
You and Chase did a great job with that. 28-26. We'll get that. By the way, though, from now on, when you bring a peanut gallery, it needs to be pre-approved. Buddy Brown, who's been obviously Hillsboro, Antioch legend. He's been our prep legend of the week before. He got the last sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit he ate.
I told him if he came, we'd feed him.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you did that. Now, what am I going to do, run to McDonald's? I told him to put one of these Wagyus on the grill, and I'm having it right now.
There you go.
So what's up, man? Good. Hey, last night, this is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter, and we'll get to highlights, player of the week again, and all of that. But you guys, the game of the night, I listened to every bit of it. You and Chase, 28-26, Antioch, East Nashville. And there were some big plays, but every time East Nashville pushed back, that was a hell of a game.
It was, and it was probably the most athletic quarterbacks in Metro or in the Mid-State.
Yeah, well,
both of them have committed, one to Colorado and the other one to Western Kentucky. But I tell you, Chase takes care of me. Chase makes me sound good, and he's put up with me last year.
That takes some work. I've been doing it.
Yeah, that's right. You've done it, 14 years now?
15.
But let me tell you this, Greg. There was a lot of athletes out there, and if you would have told me Antioch wouldn't have scored the second half of that ball game, that's why I don't gamble. I mean, and they both moved the ball well, and they had athletes, but the line played good. It's just making the play at the right time, and East is never, and I repeat, never out of a ball game. You think they're – a lot of times Antioch would go up two scores.
Well, this is a 6A against a
3A.
Yeah. And East Nashville went out west to Collierville, which is maybe the team to beat in, you know, in the in that edge, right. edge of the world, and won. So yeah, it's it was a good one. It's a really good game all the way through. I listened to every bit of it.
Both coaches, Coach Harris from Damien Harris from East and Arsente Broom from Antioch, they're going to be reckoned with. You know, the whole season, and you know, they just we never saw a punter. So we don't know if they got a punter or not, because no one punted.
Well, Joe Dubin would like that. He wants to ban kicking.
Well, it was last night at Antioch, but Greg, the second game of the year, and both teams had very good support, good crowd.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
great crowd last night. And I told Chase, I said, we got a battle on the field, and we're going to have a battle at halftime, because both bands was there, and it was a great atmosphere.
Yep.
And then, of course, we had the director of schools as our halftime.
Dr. Adrian Battle, I heard that. Yeah, I listened to it all. I was there grading you.
I know. I can't remember last time I got an elf.
Well, then you have a short memory.
Yeah, okay, right.
Brentwood Academy 49-14 over Brentwood. We had Coach Finch from Brentwood on last week. But Brentwood Academy, wow. I mean, Cruz Jenkins, you know.
What a game he had.
20-26, 378. We'll get to our Player of the Week nominees in a little while. Four touchdowns. And should I be surprised at the disparity of the score, 49-14. I am a little bit.
I thought
it'd be a little, but Brentwood Academy, you know, they went to Baylor, and Baylor's like, and you know, a semi-pro team.
Well, you know, we always talked about this in high school football. From week one to week two is your most improvement that you'll do all year, because you'll go back and critique that game film, what we can do, what we did well, what we need to improve on. And a lot of schools was looking real forward to playing last night to see if they've got better in some of the areas that they were not as good at the first week. So week one to two is one of the best times for high school football. And Brentwood Academy, they're going to be strong in that division. And that's a tough division they're in. And, of course, Brentwood's going to be there at the end also.
East Robertson, you know, if you want to go get all the scores, we're not going to run them all down. They did a great job last night on the game blitz, Joe and –
always.
And with that, Brandon and Connor, they do always a great job right after our Metro game. But East Robertson, JP2, 29-27. This kid is a freshman. Isaac Prince, 40 carries, 251 yards, and two touchdowns. And I did it last Saturday. I'm going to do it every Saturday. The legendary Larry Munson, when he was describing Herschel Walker. My God, a freshman. You know what? I mean, those are crazy numbers for a freshman.
For anybody.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, at the high school level or any level, 40 carries and 48 minutes of football.
Yeah.
So
we'll keep feeding him, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
well, hey, anyway, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
And Chris Keelan, congratulations to him, the first-year coach up there. Innsworth, Nashville Christian, little neighborhood thing right there, obviously. The post Jared Curtis time at Nashville Christian, Innsworth 35-21, and there this EJ Gibson, running back at Innsworth again, 31 carries, 260 yards, four touchdowns. Yeah,
they just keep on keeping on.
I think Innsworth is sneaky better than we think, and I mean it's Innsworth, okay?
Right.
You know, money's not an issue there, okay? If they need any money, they go see Tommy Fresno. What do you need, right? Okay, but, and then with Tim Hasselbeck there, but that kid.
I'll tell you this, with Nashville Christian, you talk about sneaky. You know, everybody, after Jared Curtis, mm-hmm. you know, after JC, you know, here we are with Nashville Christian. They're going to be sneaky good, I believe.
Yep.
They're not just going to roll over and play dead because Jared Curtis went to Vanderbilt.
So, yeah, and the quarterback out there, I can't – he's been sort of sitting there. I had it written down. Well, they did have 119 yards from Hudson Smith, the running back. Rolling through here, Prep Football Talk, looking at week two. This is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter of the show. Fairview 21-14 over Centennial. Friendship Christian, we're going to mention that. 35-6 over Fayetteville. I understand they've got a stud on special teams.
Oh, they do. number 34.
Okay.
Does Cohen he have Wiggler. A name? Cohen Wiggler. That's my grandson.
I'll set you up for you grandkids all the time. Hey,
he got to run down the field a few times last night, scoring 36 points. So
good for him. Hendersonville 29-28 over Smyrna. Hillsboro 26-9 over Overton.
Jamal Stewart starting off 2-0 at Hillsboro and just coming back in and Metro as a coach. And big win for them, you know, start off 2-0. Just listening to him last night with Big Joe talking to him, he's just tickled to death for the kids to have a smile on their face, you know, after a Friday night ball game. And again, Hillsboro opened up their new turf field last night.
Yeah, that big first, yeah, big night. Yep, yeah. Yep, yep.
First home game.
And that's the there's another one, I think Lawson's still to come.
We'll be there for that one.
Yep. So that after a 3-year project with the Titans, nonprofits and everything, all 13 of the Metro fields will have the turf, and it's good for them.
It's first class. Yep. The turf's been, and I think Overton is the other one that got it. So
James Lawson, 2-0, win over Creekwood. We'll talk about that in a minute with Stratford coming up. Kenwood over White House Heritage. We got to talk to the coach.
That's
a tough one.
Yeah.
So we're definitely pulling for White House Heritage to talk to the coach and QB. Lipscomb over Ravenwood, 16-6. That's surprises.
Yeah, that's what it don't surprise me that Lipscomb won, but Ravenwood just scoring 6 points. When's the last time that's happened? So, you know, Lipscomb Academy evidently has one of the better defenses around, too, and to pull off that 16-6. So it's surprising to me, like I said, not that Lipscomb won, but Ravenwood only scoring 6 points.
Well, I tell you the biggest surprise of the night was Page 35-0 over Green Hill. Not that Page won.
Right.
But, my gosh, Coach Crouch, you know, Coach Rathbone at Page, the defending champions in, what, 4A, 5A, 5A. But that, Pearl Cone up off the mat with a home win over CPA. That was Thursday night. Stratford, 38-21, and there Stratford is 2-0. Lawson's 2-0. And so Lawson at Stratford will be our Metro Game of the Week Friday night.
Both of them. So, I mean, you know, both of them with Lawson and Stratford both have brand new coaches, you know.
Yeah.
So, starting off 2-0, both schools are excited. And I guarantee you this, Greg, when you start off 2-0 in your football season, everything's going well.
Yep.
At the school.
So, Jake Lyman will be doing the play-by-play with you at Stratford. Do you know how to get to Stratford High School?
Blindfolded.
In reverse.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Okay. And Whites Creek over Trousdale County, 37-30. Whites Creek 2-0.
A big game for Coach Darnell and the Cobras out there again, starting 2-0. You know, last year they had a great start, starting off 6-0.
All right. Time for the Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. Our nominees are Cruz Jenkins, the quarterback at Brentwood Academy.
Yes, we're going to go. Cruz got to mention him. And E.J. Gibson of Innsworth, adding the 200-yard-plus
yet
rushing.
Another one.
Yeah. Matter of fact, 260 yards, 4 TDs on 31 carries.
I got a feeling we're going to go to Innsworth sometime this year. Colton Overby, the quarterback at Station Camp. 23 of 36 passing, 310 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's a whole season of a quarterback for you.
Yeah.
If a quarterback for you in 10 games passed for 300 yards, that was like something.
If they pass.
Yeah. And Stratford, J.D. Stratford.
Yeah.
219 yards. And that kid, we talking about it, my God, a freshman, Isaac Prince Jr., he's Robertson, 40 carries, 251 yards, couple touchdowns. So, where are we going? Where are we going this Tuesday to deliver the plaque? Paul Olson, Tim Leeper, you? Where are we going?
I'm going Cruz Jenkins.
I
Brentwood,
think so.
Brentwood Academy throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, 20 of 26, 378, 4 touchdowns, and a win over a pretty dang good
Brentwood
team.
That's what I was fixing to say.
They beat a good football team.
Yes, they did. Well-coached football team.
You going to call Paul Wade and let him know we're coming?
Well, you know, Buddy Brown's here, so Buddy can call him because he coached him, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so, all right. Our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week is Cruz Jenkins, the quarterback at Brentwood Academy. All right. Coming up, bottom of the hour, our Wesley Financial Prep Legend of the Week, Joe Campbell. But next, our week one player, Xavier Murray, the quarterback at White House Heritage, his dad, his head coach, Scott as well. All that right here on 95. Prep Football Talk presented by Freedom of the Web. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. The Wesley Financial Prep Legend of the Week. Bottom of the hour, Joe Campbell. Stratford, MTSU, college football, ballot hall of, you know, should be in the Hall of Fame, quite frankly. And then we'll look at
Gets my vote every year.
And also, one-on-one with Greg Pogue at 10 o'clock. OVC Commissioner, brand new, Matt Wilson's going to be hanging out here at Roy's. This is our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. We were at White House Heritage, very impressed with that campus, that field, everything about it. Coach Scott Murray, his son, the quarterback Xavier with us. Coach, first, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Morning. Licking my wounds today, but
well, I saw that.
Glad to be talking with you guys.
Well, yeah, and Xavier, how you doing, man? Do you just go by X? Is that what you do?
Yes, sir. I go by X.
X. Man, it's tough to talk to somebody because you win, you wake up happy. You lose, you wake up peed, right?
Right.
You know, and anything. But in week one against Greenbrier, X was 21 of 30, 295, four touchdowns, three passing, one rushing. Coach, how do you feel about your team? Because, you know, I know you fell in a tight one last night to Kenwood. How you feeling about it?
Not very good right now. I'm feeling really good after the first half with Greenbrier. I thought we played a solid football game offensively, defensively, special teams. Everything that first half seemed to be clicking. And ever since then, we've started a downfall and having some issues and things that we've got to get cleaned up. But that's my fault. My job to get these kids prepared, and we just we have not played up to expectations the second half last week or basically the entire game this week.
Coach, it's Bubba Spears. Again, thank you for, you know, this is the toughest thing you do is, you know, your son wins the player of the week for us, and then you have to come on the next week, and he still has a good game. And you lost a tough one last night to Kenwood, 24-21. But, you know, he threw for 295 yards, three touchdowns. Tell us what it's like coaching your son, and he's a senior, and you've been coaching him for 4 years.
Well,
I've been coaching him longer than that.
I've been coaching him since he was big enough to get a football in his hand.
In his hand. Well, we won't hold that against him, though, Scott.
But coaching him the last 4 years has just been a blessing. I really didn't know what to expect going in, how it was going to be. Coaching your son and him being in such a high-profile position, especially, probably be a little different if he was a left guard, but when he has all that pressure on him that comes with being a quarterback, and at the same time, the kids have to know that he's held to not just the same expectation, but he's held to a higher expectation than they are. But it's been truly a blessing. He watched and grew up in my programs and knew the things. He heard all the leadership talk. He heard all the things that you need to do in and out of the classroom, in and out of the locker room, on the field, all those things. And he's taken all those qualities and done a great job with mastering those. And while he's been doing that, he's become a pretty good quarterback. So sitting on the sideline and having a front row seat to some of the things that he's been able to do and some of the things that he still does has just been amazing.
Yeah, and talk about X, Xavier Murray, our number one, for week one, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week. X, you just heard what your dad said. What's it like? I mean, it's enough to be a quarterback, okay, and the expectations to go with that, but also the son of the coach.
It's definitely a blessing, but it can definitely be hard at times. When we hit that field, I don't call him dad. It's straight Coach Murray, and it's a business up there. But when we get home, we'll talk about football a little bit, but we try to separate the home life from the player and coach life.
When did you realize your dad was a coach?
My whole life, because since I was born, I grew up in the locker room, and on the field at White's Creek and Hunter's Lane, and then all growing up at Smith County and Clarksville Academy.
Well, I'll tell you this, X.
He didn't want to realize he just was, yeah. Right?
X, I tell you, one thing you got going for you, you got a trump card on Dad. If he gives you any reap, all you got to do is go to the boss. And Miss Murray, who is his boss as the athletic director, she can handle that right now, can't she?
That's right.
I told you, if she gives me too much problem, it'll be rough at Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. You've done a good job, and Greg and I was talking before we went on air, and, you know, we have one of your buddies here in the crowd this morning, Buddy Brown, and we was telling him about the facilities up there. Your facilities up there is second to none.
I was impressed. Yeah.
I was too. I mean, that scoreboard, where your field. Of course, you know, all coaches keep their field immaculate, and nothing extra up there, boy. It's just beautiful.
People don't realize our school hadn't been here a long time, and the community support here has been overwhelming ever since I've been here. Our touchdown club, it's a small group of, ends up being about 12 to 15 people at the most throughout the year. But I'm telling you, these people throw themselves into this and are willing to do anything in the world for this program, and they have since I've been here. I mean, it looks like a small college atmosphere, or in some cases even better, on a Friday night here. We've got the big run-through helmet. We've got the nice new play clocks. We've got that new video board. Of course, everything. We keep the grass cut. We've redone the stenciling on the press box and things like that. It's just it's a big-time football atmosphere if you're here on a Friday night, and that part is thankful to this community and the people that are investing in our kids in this program.
I got to ask this. I need to know this. How many high schools in the United States have the AD, who's the mom of the quarterback and the wife of the head coach and all the everything? Because did you guys? I know she was at University of Florida. Houston, University of Kentucky. Did you guys meet?
My wife is better at her job than I've ever been at my job. She's been an athletic trainer at the University of Kentucky, Houston football. She was the director of women's health at the University of Florida. She earned her position here. She didn't get her position based on the quarterback or on the head coach. She earned that position, and she's better at what she does than I've ever been at what I do. So we're lucky and blessed as a community and as a program to have her. She loves our kids. That's every program. She loves all of our kids. She loves all of our coaches. She holds them all to the same expectations, all the coaches, all the kids. And, you know, she does a huge part just with the football team. People don't realize my wife goes home all weekend and she's watching jerseys, pants, socks, practice stuff, everything that gets done. She washes that stuff, folds it, hangs it up, takes care of every bit of that, makes sure it's put back in the equipment room, takes care of equipment on the sideline. She's there. One of the blessings that we've had here and throughout my career is my wife and son have been on the sideline with me and my brother and at times my dad for the past 20 years. But right here, my wife being AD, my son being the quarterback at this time, me being the head coach and having them on the sideline with me, I don't know if it'll ever be matched.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
And, you know, she worked with I first met her when she was working with Dr. Elrod's office.
Yes, she's worked with one of the best surgeons in the nation. She's done some really big things and accomplished a lot. But these kids will tell her that Miss Pam is like a mother to them all. And it's just a blessing to have her around the program. And I'm going to guess, if this is not the only situation in the United States, there's got to be less than two or three.
Yeah, I can't imagine. X, you just heard all of that. Your mom's your mom. Your mom's your dad's boss. I'm trying to get all this. And here you are, the quarterback, the most visual component of a team in your senior year, man. What's all that like?
some people think it's a little weird seeing them at school, but I love it. I can, if I need something, I can go in her room, go in his room, get it. But she's a blessing. When we're at home, she's doing something for the White House Heritage Athletics. She's never not doing something for the school.
Well, and coach, go ahead.
And Coach Murray, I think after that game last night, I went to bed at about 2 o'clock, and he was still watching film, sitting up on the counter.
Well, X, I tell you this, not only, like I told your dad when we were up there Tuesday, I followed you ever since you've been there. You not only play quarterback, you also play basketball and you play baseball. So you're just not just a football player. You're year-round and you're always doing something. And that's the things you're going to remember. And what stood out most of me talking to you, I asked you what you was going to do, what you planned on doing, and what did you tell me you wanted to do?
I want to coach just like my dad.
And eventually work for your wife.
Yes, yeah, right. your wife-to-be better know what all she's going to have to do.
Hey, Coach X, hey, I know you got, Richland home and some school named White House High School coming over in a couple weeks. We know what that's about. But I know it was a tough one last night, but it really was cool getting, because I know so many people who know you guys. And what's going on at White House Heritage, first off, I was just blown away with the facilities and what's going on up there. We'll be following you all season. Good luck to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Hey, did Bubba get a free meal?
That's what do you think?
Hey, literally about 8 hours after he was here, he was already texting wanting to know where his free gear was.
No, I didn't. I said my swag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he thought the swag was going to come overnight delivery or what.
Well, that was what
that text was.
Yeah, we were on a text chain, and you texted back, do you want overnight delivery? And I go, what the hell is that? Oh, now I know. He's trying to hit you up for swag. Oh. I am not surprised.
Oh, man.
Never, ever. I've known him a long time, and Bubba Spears has never turned down a free meal.
Well, hey, I'm going to tell you what. Next time he pays for something, it'll be his first. All right. Thanks, Coach X. Good luck the rest of your life.
Good luck, Scott.
Yep.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks, guys. I am serious. The AD is the wife of the head coach and the mom of the quarterback. I don't know that there's another school in the country that's where it is.
And she's been an athletic trainer.
Yeah, I know. At Kentucky, Florida. Right. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Our prep legend, Joe Campbell. Oh, wow. We'll talk to
never
Joe.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. He's probably never heard of you either.
I know.
Trying to erase those memories. All right. We'll take this break. 94.9. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Surface, top of the hour. The new commissioner of the High Valley Conference, Matt Wilson, he's one of ours.
Yep.
Went to Columbia Central High School, Belmont. He's been the Gulf South commissioner, done a great job there. So he's going to be here with us in a few moments. Our Wesley Financial prep legend is Joe Campbell. What'd he do? Stratford.
Everything.
All-American at MTSU, their leading all-time rusher on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot every year. We're going to get that done. Joe, what's up, buddy? Hello,
I'm
Joe.
I'm waiting on breakfast here at the house.
Well, you're in line with all them kids you got, so it's going to be a while.
Well, I got to hurry up and get it because they start, you know, if I don't get it, you know, get their plate, man, it's gone. You know what I mean? So I got to hurry up and be the first one in line. How y'all doing today?
Yeah, hey, Stratford 2-0. What do you know? You got anybody over there you might know?
Couple of guys. a couple of guys, man. I'm going to tell you something. Golly, got a new coach, man. Got a new group of coaches, a new attitude, everything, and the guys are buying in. I don't know, you know, how far this thing is going to go, but the culture change has begun, and I'm excited.
And you got your two sons playing. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got my one son, Joe, just graduated. He's playing up at TSU. Josh, he's a junior. Joshua Campbell, he's playing a slot receiver over there. Had a couple of catches the other night. And almost took one to the house, so excited about that. And then got my two twin boys coming up. They'll probably be over there next year. So, Coach Cook is doing a great job so far. I don't want to brag on him too early, but he's doing a great job. So we're really excited, guys. I'm telling you, you got to get out and see him play. And they've got a, my God, they got a tailback now. This J.D. Stafford kid. I don't know the exact number, but he's got 400 and some yards in two games.
Had 219 last night, Joe.
Yeah. And Bubba, listen, those first two opponents now, we're 3A, Columbia, whichever. I always get the Clarksville teams mixed up, Northwest, Southeast. I don't know. one of those directions. But anyway, the first team, Clarksville, such and such, South, North, East, West. They're 5A, and then Stewart's Creek 6A. So, little poor sisters of the blind went up, man, and did pretty good against the big boys. So that's another thing. But they got that J.D. Stafford kid. And somebody asked me, my cousin, Lawrence Haywood, who's a basketball coach. He was sitting with me at the game, and he looked at me, and what level of college do you think that Stafford kid can play at? And he ripped one, and then kid was on the goal line. He ripped one for about 30, and little kid was at like the 2-yard line trying to tackle him. He dropped his shoulder, man, and went straight through him and didn't break stride. And I looked at my cousin. I said, any level he wants to. So,
well, let's
and then
say
they
this.
Got a kid that rushed in. I forget his name. Justin, I think Justin Williams. Coming off the edge, guys, he looks like Javon Curse out there with a little Lawrence Taylor out there. Nobody has been able to block him yet. And
we're going to get to see him play Friday night.
Yeah, Lawson at Stratford's our Metro Game of the Week.
Oh, okay, good.
We'll be there.
Well, I tell you what, as soon as the check clears for you guys, for me coming on, because I think Greg, now, the last time we talked, Greg, I'm still waiting on that check. But as soon
come over here and I'll get you a big old steak.
Tomahawk
Wagyu steak, okay?
I'm not worth the tomahawk, man. I'm telling you, I've seen those tomahawks over there at Roy's. I wouldn't ask for that much. I just take a couple of ribeyes now.
You fed the team a couple weeks ago with Roy's, catfish and all that stuff. Yeah. Joe Campbell's our guest.
Catfish, yep. Whiting. It was great. Yep. You left early. I know you had to get going, but yeah, that fish was great. And it was so many people that came. I was shocked. And I tell you what, I didn't even get a chance to mingle like I wanted to. I was actually working, and they worked me nearly to death. Greg, after you left, I think we got started about 11:45. Supposed to be from 12 to 4. We got started about 11:45, and I think I sat down one time. And at 4:30, I pulled the plug.
It's a benefit for Stratford, football coach, and everything. Joe Campbell is our Wesley Financial Prep Legend of the Week. Stratford, MTSU, all-time leading rusher, 3,800-plus yards, 45 touchdowns, OVC Player of the Year, all-OVC 3 years, All-American on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot. We're going to get you in. It's time. But this is a high school show. What do you remember and your takeaway from your high school days?
Man, so I was thinking about that. And, the thing, when I was playing, and it was even more so then and now, but still the same thing, is playing with – the game was fun then, these guys, and I tell guys this all the time. I told my all of my boys this. When Justin, my oldest son, was in high school, and Joe, when he was playing, I said, you know, this thing, you're here playing with your – I love playing with my friends, you know what I mean, guys that you grew up with. And because I had a chance, you know, coming out of high school, I guess statute of limitations are what I can talk about it now. But, guys, my brother was working at the post office, and the guy from Gallatin told me, said, hey, if we, you know, if Campbell – if we can get him to Gallatin, we'll get him to school, and we'll get him home every day. And so then, you know, Brentwood Academy was, and at the time, you know, when I was playing, this big private school thing wasn't like it is now. You know, it wasn't all special like it is now. So, you know, Brentwood Academy came calling, and I was like, Brentwood Academy, nah, I'm going to play with my friends. You know, what are they talking about, guys? You know, and so it's fun. You're playing with your friends and the community. And back then, you know, it was a lot of community involved. Like Stratford was just, people would be on the hill up there, Bubba. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Up there on the street, you know, and, it was just a community thing, and it was fun, you know, because, you know, right after that, you got Coach Donnelly. I was telling people, I'd never heard a curse word, when I started playing football at 5, and I'd never heard a curse word until I got to college. And then Coach Donnelly and the staff, they made up for all those years. I got caught up.
Yeah.
I got caught up. But, you know, and I tell kids this as well. So, you know, it's playing with your friends. There's community involvement. And then the most important thing is, man, it goes by so fast, you know. And you have to enjoy and it seems kind of cliche-ish, but you got to enjoy every day, every practice, every game. And because you start off as a freshman, and I told the kids at Stratford this other day, you start off as a freshman, and the next thing you know, you're 56 years old with two hip replacements and getting fat and smoking cigars. You know, it comes fast. It comes really
fast.
I tell
people, Joe, mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, Joe Campbell made it easy for us at Stratford because all the neighborhood kids wanted to come to Stratford because of Joe Campbell. All they knew was Joe Campbell this and Joe Campbell that and Joe Campbell this. And every one of them thought they was a Joe Campbell. They wanted to run the rock. That's what they called it back in the day. They wanted to run the rock.
Yeah, running the rock when you actually ran the rock and then throw it around all night. But that's that's humbling, Bubba, but that's true because, see
– yeah.
Joe Campbell was on the fence, and see, when my brother played there, he was in class of 79, and I was up there playing pickup and smear running. You know, I wasn't watching the games. I was playing pickup and smear up there on the side of the hill, Bub. You guys,
yeah.
Bub, you remember that. But as I got older, when I was in middle school, I was up there watching Kenny Weatherspoon, Darren Frierson, Jeff Smith, Ron Robinson, and it was a big deal back then to play for Stratford, you know. And so that's what Arsente Broome told me. He said, man, we – and Jesse Woodard, Mike Coleman, man, we'd walk up there because we had to see you play. And I just remember doing the same thing because I had to watch at Darren Frierson, Jeff Smith, and Ron Robinson play. You know what I'm saying? So it was – like I said, that's that community that I was talking about, you know. And because when it's over, brother, you don't ever get anything like that again. And especially now, collegiately, because hell, you got guys coming in and what's they call them? I got an athletic director who'll go nameless. He calls them mercenaries. You know, guys will come in college. Hey, college teammates, they're not even teammates. I use that term loosely. These guys coming in for 1 or 2 years just to go to the next level, whether that be the pros or whether that be a bigger school, you know. So it's not, you know, so that's the last, to me, you know, especially now, that's the last kind of step where you have teammates for 3-4 years and, you know, you guys really really mold together and bond and go through everything. So, you make lifelong friends. I still run around, you know, my good friend Lamont Stone, he just passed, but, I mean, we've been friends since 10 years old, Big Ed Williams, Ronald Allen, we still hang out. you can't beat that, man. You don't get it now. And, you know, so, and my guys knew, and the one thing I say this, and I'm most proud of, and this high school certainly rings true for high school, but for me, it was every level, you know. I don't care what record I have, you know, a set or passed or broke or whatever, how many touchdowns, whatever. The thing that I appreciate the most is, and, you know, I can lay my hat on this, hang my hat on this, is they'll tell you, anybody that played with me, whether it was Friday, Saturday, the two times I got to play on Sunday in Canada, they're going to tell you that little sap sucker, you know, he brought it every time he touched the field. He brought all he had. Now, guys, sometimes all I had wasn't enough, you know. I tell this story. I played arena football, and a big old kid that played at Tampa Bay, he ended up playing for the Raiders, big 6'2", about 215 corner. Andy Kelly threw a pick, and he got it, man, and he didn't see me. And he, you know, he cut it back across the grain, and I teed him up. I had him in my crosshairs, man. I said, I'm going to knock this guy out, you know. And he's coming across. He doesn't see me. He's looking. And, man, when they get time, and I tell this to all the kids that I'm coaching, you know, and he comes across, man, and right then I leave my feet, and I ask him, I say, y'all know what happened? And they say, oh, you knocked his helmet off. He fumbled. I said, nope. He ran straight. He ran flat over me. Didn't break stride. But they all fall out loud, and he did. But the key is I gave him all I had. And if he had intercepted it again, I'd have done the same thing. He'd have got all I had, and he'd have had to just keep running over. So that's kind of, you know, so all that goes in line with playing with your buddies and playing for each other and giving it all you got, because, like I said, it's over with in a snap. You know.
Joe, we could talk all day. We had him as our one-on-one guest several weeks ago, the day of his big fish fry for the Stratford team. Thanks, Joe. Always great catching up with you, buddy.
Hey, I'll see you Friday night, and I'll be waiting on my fish, okay? I'll be in the press box.
Okay, at the same time, I changed my mind, Greg. You guys can bring those tomahawks. I'll be waiting over there, too. I told Coach Donnelly, his book is out, and I told him, if my name, and I want Bunny to hear this because she called me, if my name is mentioned on any one of those pages, I'll be looking for a fat NIL check. You know?
Hey, I got his book the other day in the mail.
Yep, Bunny, his daughter wrote it. Yep.
I'm gonna order one. Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But how do you know Amazon? You got it free, however you got it.
No.
What?
You got...
Hey, we need.
And
to,
I called Coach Donnelly and said, I'm going to get it on one condition.
What?
You're going to sign it
okay,
when I get
fine,
it.
But, I he mean, said, you pay
you
for
go.
It?
No, my wife did.
Okay, all right, there we go. We got that right. See you,
Coach
Joe.
Donnelly ain't giving away nothing free.
That's right. Thanks. Hey, thanks, Joe.
All right, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good
all right.
one.
All right, let's take a break. We'll do Joe, whatever. We had him on 101, and he did that big fish fry for the Stratford team with all the Jeff Roy stuff. What a day. All right, hey, let's take a break. Craig Ladd, we'll look at week three coming up. 94.9 The Fan.
Homeowners, if you're working.
Pep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Roy's Meat Service coming up in a few moments, one-on-one with GP, the new commissioner, the High Valley Conference, Matt Wilson. Craig Ladd, week three. Let's get right to it, Craig. Games to watch, Pearl Coat at BGA, Riverdale at Blackman, FRA at NBA, Ravenwood at Green Hill, Gallatin at Centennial. Take us where you want us to go. Pick one.
We'll start off at Pearl Cone at BGA game. This series renewed last season after not having been played since 2012. BGA's won all five previous meetings, including a 47-12 win last season. But, you know, Pearl Cone with a huge win on Thursday night over CPA 18-13. You know, their defense has been very opportunistic. You guys know this. Kel Moshe, who had two interceptions for touchdowns against NBA, had 6.5 tackles on Thursday night, a late game sack that was crucial in the win over the Lions.
Oh, that guy! BGA, that guy's going up the recruiting charts, isn't he?
Yes, quick.
It absolutely is. You're right, Greg. BGA 62-0 over Columbia Academy. Big win for BGA. They continue to roll. They're now 2-0. Senior quarterback Bo Bryant off to an outstanding start to the season, 24 of 29 passing for 568 yards, 7 TDs so far. That includes last night when he passed for 189 yards on 8 of 8 passing and 4 scores. And one other thing, Greg, you know, I was looking at Pearl Cone's schedule. How's this for your first 4 games? NBA, CPA, BGA, Oakland.
That's why they're always there in late November and December. I mean, well, the one last year they started, what, 0-4 and yep. won 10 of their next 11 games and to the championship
right.
where they lost to, what, Maryville, right? Or Alcoa.
Alcoa.
One of those. Riverdale Blackman.
Well, you know, this game has a lot of tradition. This is the 31st meeting between these two schools. The Warriors have won 17 of those contests, including the first 11 played. But since, Blackman's captured 13 of the last 19 encounters. Riverdale start off the season losing at Knoxville Catholic, but knocked off Father Ryan last night, 45-3. Plenty of talent on that Riverdale team. They have 3 Mississippi State commits in quarterback Gavin Hampton, tight end Sutton Gutting, and defensive back Hudson Fuqua. Blackman, 2-0. They knocked off Cane Ridge, 47-0, Thursday night. Quarterback Chase Bell passes for 113 yards and a touchdown. Wideout Bryson Mitchell, 4 catches, 98 yards, and a score in the win.
Yeah, Will Hester now at coaching at Blackman, right?
Blackman, yeah.
FRM NBA.
Well, guys, this game was supposed to have played last year for the first time in each school's history, but due to inclement weather, it was canceled and never made up. So this will be the first one now this year.
That's wild.
FRA 2-0 after knocking off Cookeville 28-7. In their 2 wins, the Panthers have outscored their opponents 84-21. Of course, their outstanding player is Amari Sanders, who is a Vanderbilt commit, terrific player, defensive player, also terrific on the offensive side. Also, they got an outstanding quarterback, Jack Nimitz, and a nice running back in Quadir Fletcher. NBA, also 2-0 on the year. They crushed Hamilton last night, 57-0. Charlie Verner, he had to split time last year with Southern Miss signing Hugh Price. This year, it's all his show. He tossed 4 touchdowns in that game you guys saw against Pearl Cone.
Yep. And then one more. And by the way, next week I won't be here, so I won't be doing bad show management. We're all over the place this morning. Ravenwood at Green Hill. I'm not surprised that Page beat Green Hill. I was surprised it was, what, 35-0.
Yeah, guys, you know, Coach Josh Krausch, I mean, what can you say about the job he's done since that young school and all of the success they've had so quickly? But, you know, when you lose 42 seniors off of last year's squad, you know, that you're going to take your lumps early. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not pretty strong towards the end of the year. But, you know, they ran up against a juggernaut in Page, who's won 17 in a row. And then you guys talked about this. So we're surprised that Ravenwood only scored 6 points in their loss to Lipscomb Academy.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Shocking.
Yeah. They've got a terrific running back in Caden Pace, who rushed for 119 yards on 13 carries and a touchdown last night. On the year, he's averaging 100 yards and has totaled 4 touchdowns. Ravenwood won the inaugural meeting between these two schools last year by a score of 43-14.
Well, Craig, thank you. I know we're rushed. We're going to take about a 60-second break and get into one-on-one. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's it. You're out of here.
Week 2. Excuse us, our week 3.
Yeah. And our Metro Game of the Week will be Lawson at Stratford, two 2-0 teams. You and Jake Lyman will be doing it. Why are you shaking hands with me?
Because I don't think people like that I like you.
Well, I don't care what they like or what you like, quite frankly. Get out of here. Let's go. We got another show to do, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, with the new commissioner of the High Valley Conference, Matt Wilson, right here on 94.9 The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.